Support for this program by Fairbanks, Alaska, the Golden Heart City. Go see a Gold Panners game. Visit downtown art galleries or drive out to Chena Hot Springs. Exploring your home state is the COVID-safe way to enjoy the summer.
This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The chief of the United Homa Nation says it's hard to see the devastation from Hurricane Ida, which hit his Louisiana tribe hard this week. Chief August Kerpel says homes were destroyed, people suffered injuries, and there were also fatalities. He says the lives of his people were changed within just a few hours. The United Homa Nation, a state-recognized tribe, has more than 19,000 tribal citizens. Many live in parishes along the Gulf Coast, where there's not much protection from storms. Kerpel describes the aftermath of Ida looking like a bomb hit the area. As of Tuesday, there was no electricity in certain areas and a lack of cell phone service. On top of all of that, he says, many tribal citizens are on fixed incomes, which adds to recovery challenges. And with no electricity, people are dealing with the heat. But Kerpel says his people are strong and will rebuild.
You know, we just take it one day at a time and do what we can to help, you know. Our people that want to rebuild and just be there myself and my council as much as possible for them, you know, because for Katrina, you know, this storm hit 16 years from when Katrina hit this area. And, you know, our people still, you know, they recovered in certain ways and stuff, but it's still an emotional trauma for our people.
The tribe is continuing to assess damage and seek resources. The tribal administration building, which was also damaged, is currently being used as a staging area for relief efforts. The tribe has received donations of water and toiletries. Needs also include tarps to distribute to residents and building supplies to help restore and rebuild homes damaged by Hurricane Ida. The Navajo Nation has announced a new partnership designed to boost film and other media production on the reservation. Arizona Public Radio's Ryan Heinches reports the tribe's lands have been featured in well-known movies for decades.
In July, Navajo Nation President Jonathan Nez signed a memorandum of understanding with the Arizona Commerce Authority. The framework develops marketing and public relations campaigns in hopes of making the Navajo Nation an international film and media destination, along with training and employment opportunities for TV and film projects. It also creates a shared talent and production database. The effort will be spearheaded by Navajo Nation TV and Film, a tribal agency created in 2018 to establish a media industry on the reservation, utilizing indigenous actors, filmmakers, and other professionals. Officials hope the effort will help overcome the economic and social effects of the COVID-19 pandemic that hit the tribe especially hard. The Navajo Nation has appeared on screen many times. The iconic cliffs and spires of Monument Valley have been featured in scores of westerns filmed by John Ford, Sergio Leone, and others, along with big-budget productions like Forrest Gump, 2001 A Space Odyssey, and National Lampoon's Vacation. According to the Commerce Authority, since 1913, more than 5,000 movies and TV shows have been filmed in Arizona. For National Native News, I'm Ryan Heinches in Flagstaff.
The Native American community and homeless advocates in Denver, Colorado are calling on the city to stop sweeps of encampments and work on more effective ways to address issues facing unsheltered people, including finding them permanent housing. Advocates say Native people disproportionately make up Denver's homeless population. For weeks, indigenous camps were set up outside the Four Winds American Indian Council building, one of the city's oldest Indian organizations. On Tuesday, the city cleared the area. Advocates have pledged to continue to seek solutions to address the city's relationship with Native Americans. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Sanosky Chambers Law Firm, championing tribal sovereignty and defending Native American rights since 1976, with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska.
This reminder to get your COVID-19 vaccination is provided by the Association of American Indian Physicians and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, who support this show. Info at aaip.org or cdc.gov/coronavirus.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.